Patrick,
Welcome to the Talking Talent Podcast.
thank you, man. It's such an honor to be here with you.
I've been waiting for this one for quite a long time. You're actually the guy who inspired me to start up the podcast.
Oh,
And
wow.
you've inspired me in a lot of ways. But one of the things that comes to mind was is a saying in my mind is like if you don't come out of this sort of pandemic that we're living through with a lot of your projects that you had always wished to sort of build and release already well in place, then you weren't short of time. You were short of sort of hustle. It was that you were only using excuses that you didn't have time for this, time for that. We've never had a year where we've had more time and more access to technology and things to do, projects. And of all the people I follow across social media, from celebrities and life coaches and performance coaches and just people from all walks of life, you are the guy that has really taken this last 12 months as the greatest opportunity that mankind's ever been presented when it comes to building your platform and enabling others around the world to grow and develop and climb up the ladder themselves. And you have really put in a hard shift along with your great team. And I just want to say thank you to start off.
Well, I thank you so much for these words, Patrick. It really means a lot, also hearing this from you. You know how much I respect you and love you, brother. So I'm really honored to be a guest on your amazing podcast. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, but so can we go back 12 months then? The world's going on fire. Everyone's freaking out. They don't know what's going on. And what's your mindset?
Well, I gotta be honest, man. The first couple of weeks, I was also maybe dealing with a little bit more stress and uncertainty. You know what happened, Patrick? I'm not sure I told you the story. So basically, I was on a trip to Estonia doing a workshop, and then I had to fly to Turkey, and from Turkey to fly to Bulgaria, where I had to do a workshop. And remember, we were about to do a conference, a summit in Bulgaria, which you were a speaker at actually, and it was like a promo event for this conference. So I flew back to Sofia, and the next day I go to the dentist. So 2 weeks before this event, the dentist found something in my teeth. It's like, we have to fix this, but you're coming back in 2 weeks, so it's all good. So I go to the dentist. I think it was the mid of March. He opened my teeth, and I stayed with an open teeth for 3.5 months, basically.
What?
Because the next day he had to close it, and there was this whole state of emergency, and so basically I went back to my hometown, and I think this first 1 2 weeks trying to figure out what's going on with all the uncertainty, all the speaking gigs, consulting gigs, everything that we've been planning, the retreat, the summit, everything's been on hold or canceled. So actually I decided back then, instead of me just waiting for things to happen, why not being proactive, right? And I reach out to you first, I believe I'm right. I reach out to you and I was like, Patrick, let's give people a little bit of positive energy. Let's give people a little bit of perspective, because at the end of the day, there's so many things you cannot control. But if you overthink about them, it's probably not a good strategy, right?
Yeah. That's amazing. I love the fact that you were actually in so much pain and so much and actually so distracted by what was going on in your mouth, because I believe a sore ear, a sore tooth and a sore stomach are the most annoying, like they drive you mad, those things. You just can never get away from them until you get them fixed. And talk about bad timing. But talk about clarity of mind also. Like that'll bring you in. Like talk about like when you come to meditation and being in the moment. Nothing like a sore tooth to bring you in the moment.
You know, the biggest challenge for me the first few weeks of the pandemic was actually the inability to move. And I mean physically move. Because we were not allowed to leave our homes at the beginning, right? You can only go to the grocery shop. And it was still like you go every second, third day, right? And this inability to exercise or just to walk, to move, I really felt it, man. I really felt how it affects also my mind and my, you know, the way I perceive the world and the level of positive energy I have as opposed to all this, as David Allen loves to say, ambient anxiety that comes out of this kind of a... So the first few weeks were really just like everybody else. And in a way, starting this platform was... At the beginning, I would say a self-therapeutic experience. It was like, I'm going to reach out to some really cool people and have positive conversations so I can talk about these things and I can have these people to actually have these pleasant and insightful conversations about, you know, changing the perspective, focusing on the things that matter, finding some answers, maybe just connecting with people. That was kind of a really, it was a self-therapeutic experience. I want to have great conversations with amazing people. And hopefully while we're doing it, other people will also get inspired.
I really get that sense from everything that you guys do. You should really think about what can we do which will help others. But also, like, I need to hear this as well. So it's almost like the best way to learn is to become the teacher. You know, because you actually start to pick up information in real time and you get all these downloads when you're on stage and when you're dealing with life coaching and performance coaching and all types of things. And it's almost like you guys have been able to capture that in a way where you allow others to benefit from it across time. And the content and the people that you are able to attract, I don't know where you find them. Like, you find the biggest rock stars ever in the, and I'm like, how do they connect these dots to these people? And I'm like, where's the middle of this web that I can have a look at it and see where do they find these people from?
Right. Well, I mean, it all started with you, brother. I gotta be honest, you know, it all started with you and it's been a snowball effect from there. We've been honored and privileged to really have some amazing people to join the platforms that we're building. And maybe for the people who are listening right now, I can mention the two main platforms we've been using. And the first one is my own podcast called Productivity Mastery. Initially, it started as a format called Coffee and Productivity, where the whole idea was, let's have a virtual cup of coffee, have a chat, talk about productivity, performance, entrepreneurship. And then it evolved into this Productivity Mastery. We talk about the same type of topics. So it could be any kind of performers. It could be somebody who's an exceptional mom and she's performing great at what she does. Mm-hmm. So why not getting inspired by this? Or it could be an executive, an entrepreneur, or a life coach. So this is one of the platforms. And the other one, very close to my heart, is The Leaders Who Care. Mm-hmm. A platform that I co-founded with Marian Temelkov. You know Marian, what a rock star. He's such an abundant person. It's like a big brother, but it's been he's been such an inspiration and support during this last 12 months. Exceptional performer, I would say as well. But I think beyond all the amazing work he does with his own company, Dynamis. He's in executive search and he's supporting some of the most caring leaders in the world to find amazing teams that will support them to build those things and what they're fighting for their missions. We just started this platform, I would say, The Leaders Who Care, which is all about who are the most caring leaders out there, right? Not just the people that produce business results, but people who really care in one way or another. So maybe they care for their people. Maybe they care for the environment. Maybe they care about providing clean water to Africa. But who are these leaders, the most impactful leaders in the world, that we don't hear enough about? And can we actually feature their stories? That you can actually succeed in business, you can succeed in life, and you can actually do good. You can do both.
Yeah.
You can be abundant in all areas, financially, emotionally, a relationship, health, anything. At the same time, you can actually create a lot of good. And I want to praise you, Patrick, for being such a giver, being such a such an inspiration for all of us, basically, with everything you do. I mean, I don't even know where to start, but like starting, for example, with your books and how much inspiration it is for everyone, seeing that you're actually donating all the revenues from your book to the less privileged people, so to say. And but it's not only that. I mean, there's something about you, Patrick, that's been such an inspiration for us, and this is how much personal care you give to every single human on earth, every single human that you meet. So partly you can take some credit for inspiring us to be better humans and giving even more. So thank you for being such a giver.
Do you know what? I have got a rule actually where my goal is not to be nice and my goal is not to be humble, because I don't feel like I'm a nice person and I don't feel like I'm a humble person, but I always want to be kind, because there's a lot of people who are nice, but you know, they're full of crap. There's a lot of people who are humble, but you know, it's fake humility. But when you're being kind to people, there's a substance to it. There's a real essence, and you can really feel when someone genuinely is being kind to you, and you can back it up. So I'm always just trying to be kind. And actually, even on that, I also have another ratio where I'm actually kind and I'm a good person 99 days out of 100. And one day in 100, I'm going to be an asshole to someone, because you're just going to come across that person who's just having a bad day and they're just being an idiot. And of course, you have to stand up for yourself or whatever and tell them to get their shit together or whatever that is. So I tried to keep it real on it. And whenever I hear like some of the greatest leaders in the world, like you, saying such nice things about me, I really feel humbled and honored by it. But I do want to preface it by that. Like, I'm not this, I do have a side to me too, where I can bite. And that's, I think that's the reason why I can be kind, is because I know that it's so easy to bite people, but to put in the effort every day and try and see the world from their perspective. And I think that's why me and you became friends so close, because I traveled down to Woodstock in Copenhagen, to the Tech Woodstock, to meet you. And there was this guy in the middle of the floor, and it was just leadership. It was absolute raw leadership. And it was a man who was full of determination, hustle, grind, and honesty. Like, you're one of the most honest people I've ever met, and you really were putting on a shift. So all of us who had come from different parts of Europe and different parts of Canada and all sorts, people had traveled in everywhere to sort of attend this event that you had put on in Copenhagen. And it was during Copenhagen Tech Week, so there was a lot going on. There's a lot of big players around. But funnily enough, a lot of the most thought leader people was actually at your event. And I was thinking, these people are all legends, and they're here to see this legend. I need to hear more about him.
And look, I need to give credit to Galitario, who's actually connected us, and she's been kind of the main driver of this event, Woodstock. But the first thing I remember, I was sitting in a bench outside at the festival, and you know, just chatting with Galit, and then I see this big smile guy with a pink t-shirt, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Stoyan," and what you did was, you said, "I love you, brother," and then you give me a hug.
Sure, it was me wearing a pink t-shirt and telling people I love them.
I was like, who's that guy? But okay, we're on a festival, that's all right.
I'm not sure that was me at all. Are you sure? That doesn't sound like me. Well,
that was totally you, man. But then we started kind of kicking it, and I always remember, man, you see people, you know, that's something that's so rare these days, I think. I'm not sure if you remember, because this is a day-to-day life to you, but like you went and there was a homeless guy, and you went and you started talking to the guy and listening and having a good conversation. And I'm like, wow, this guy is just, he doesn't leave anyone unnoticed. And there was like a little, literally, guys, there was a little crowd of people in this festival just following Patrick, like wanted to be around him. Why? Because he's just been kind. He's just been seeing people. And this event and, you know, just our friendship continuation has been such an inspiration for me to really step up my game and try to be better in noticing and seeing people. So really, Patrick, that's a gift.
I think what you said is so spot on. See, the ability just to bring yourself into the moment and put yourself in that person's shoes and see them, just treat them as a human being. It's something that our world is, let's just say we're not that good at it as a race anymore, because there's so many people clogged into these cities which are fast moving, and there's so much hustle and bustle that we really have to be in the moment more. And when you're in the moment more, then you're more likely to see the person more. And do you know the difference between empathy and sympathy?
It would be nice in any ways to share it with the
audience. Yeah, so basically for me, empathy is whenever you can put yourself in someone else's shoes and see the world from their position. So you can go, okay, this is how it is for them. I can empathize. But sympathy is whenever you put yourself in someone else's shoes and see the world from their position and think they're right. So I don't really need to sympathize with people too much, because my mind works so different anyway. I can put myself in their shoes and see, I can understand your perspective now. It doesn't mean I have to agree with it. But just being able to see it from their side and see the pain or the struggles that they're dealing with, or the happiness or the joy that they're getting from something that maybe I missed, is a really valuable tool. But I don't really need to sympathize with them too much and think, oh yeah, you're right, I should change my whole perspective or whatever to be here. And maybe I will get there eventually, or maybe not, but I don't need to sympathize with everyone. But empathy is so important. What's your thoughts around that one?
I perfectly agree, and I think this is one of the reasons you and me have so many connections and we're connected to so many people is the fact that we're curious.
Mm.
We're curious about the person on the other side. And that doesn't mean that, as you said, we need to agree with this person, but putting yourself in their shoes and understand where they come from, right? Like, everybody has a story. You have no freaking idea what people are dealing with, where they're coming from, what kind of childhood they had. So who am I to judge somebody about how they behave?
Mm.
But if we first try to understand the other side, we have a better chance to actually find a common ground, even if we don't agree on a certain thing. And people appreciate that. People appreciate the fact that even if you come from a different camp, you still put the effort to try and see them. So I'm with you, man.
Yeah, I get an understanding. And so you're one of the, in Europe, you're one of the leading performance coaches. You're one of the most advanced productivity coaches that's you know, available within Europe at the moment. Before things went into lockdown, you were traveling Northeast, Southwest, all throughout Europe, doing private sessions, doing corporate sessions. Some of the biggest companies in the world reaches out to these guys to sort of help them get their teams up to speed. What can you just explain, like, for people who are listening who want to either get themselves, you know, up to the next level, mm. or get their teams up to a new level? What is it that you bring to the table with this sort of beautiful approach that you have to life?
Right. Thank you so much, Patrick, first for the kind words. I'm really humbled. So basically, in some ways, I see myself, at least the first stage and what I do, as a productivity doctor, right? Like, just like a doctor, I need to first observe, I need to analyze with the help of you and your team. And we need to figure out what is not working, where's some flaws, where are some things that might need some attention. And I got to tell you, Patrick, one of the things that has been really interesting to discover is and to observe is a lot of the things that I'm bringing to the table are things that people actually know. These are common things. Where I come in is helping people to actually pay attention to the things that matter on a consistent basis, to build the habits, to build a culture of accountability, to bring out all the elephants in the room and start having the real conversations, to commit to achieve certain things and be really committed and focused to getting it done. And then we can obviously from there talk about the specifics, we can talk about the strategies, the tools and the hacks, but this comes after we create the prescription, we align around what they want to be, and they come up with the strategies. It's not me to tell them, hey, this is what you should do. It's about them to define where do I want to be as a team, as an organization, what is on the way, what's the obstacles to for them to be there, to perform at their best, and then we kind of build it backwards with defining the strategies, the action plan, and the accountability plan to get them there. And this this whole philosophy has been recently put into a book, as you know, and your book is also on the way to Sweden, so that's something you should expect very soon. But the core,
can you tell us? Sorry, go ahead.
No, the core of this book is basically, as you can see, it's called Perform: The Unsexy Truth About Startup Success. Mm-hmm. And startup is, as you can see, you can go without startup because it's the same. Even if the book is including a lot of examples, strategies, and tools from startup founders from the region we define as New Europe, many of those tools can be implemented in a corporate, in a consulting, even in your personal life. But the main idea behind it, the main structure, Perform, is standing for P, purpose and values. Are we aligned around what is the purpose of our organization? Why do we do what we do? And not just the founders and the executives. We're talking about everybody is fully aligned. We know what's the kind of impact we're making on top of what it is we do, right? And then values as well. What do we stand for? What are the guiding principles and philosophies that we embrace as a team? Because a team is a group of people. Are we aligned around what are the most important things and not just having them on a piece of paper, but actually really living these things, embracing these values, having a clear set of commitments and expectations within each other, having a defined culture? So that's the first element of Perform. The second element, effective planning. Mm. How effective do we plan strategically? And then how do we bring that into the day-to-day? Do we have systems? Do we have a clear set of goals and objectives? And how frequently do we do these things to be able to be always on track? So the whole team is fully aligned around the priorities that we have. There's a lot of different tools and strategies, but the important is that we are clear, we're leaning towards the same direction and we build it backwards. Roles and responsibilities is the R, and this is surprisingly, at least for me and my co-author, Cristobal Alonso, it was the area that literally, Patrick, we did not have an R. Like, you know, Perform is like seven letters. So we have six areas, all clear. We don't have an R, right? Like, we got to put an R. Okay. How about roles and responsibility? Okay, that sounds fair. But what are we going to put in this area? Everybody's clear what's the role, right? Mm-hmm. Patrick is the CEO. Maria is the CTO. Apparently, people know what their title is, but this is the area that usually gets the best feedback when we're doing a workshop. You'll be amazed to see faces of people. Because it sounds like so much common sense, people do not have a clear idea what does my role actually includes. Mm-hmm. Are my responsibilities clear? And do actually my manager or my the founder of the company, do they know not only what am I good at, but actually love to do? Do they have a clear idea about those things? Are my responsibilities actually aligned around, we call it in the zone, where you do things that you're good at, but you're also passionate about? What percentage of your time are you actually spending there? And is there this... go ahead.
No, and do you know what I'm just thinking? This is, as you said, it's so uncommon, common sense. You know, I'm just hearing you talking about the overview of what Perform is, and already I'm just like, damn, man, this guy has put a lot of thought into this book, as you do with everything, you know? And I know the feedback around the book has been phenomenal. And the other thing that's coming to my mind now as you're talking is you have released this book during the pandemic. So a lot of the work that you have done with organizations and different teams around Europe have all been digital. Can you imagine the energy when you start doing this in person again? Like next year, whatever, later this year, and you've got teams of 20 to 200 people in a room and you're just there, just nailing it. That's going to be crazy.
I miss it, man. I got to tell you. Well, we started back in 2019, and I'm not sure you met my co-author, but he's this super energetic, very smart guy, lots of energy, Spanish guy. He's the CEO of one of the leading startup accelerators in Europe called Startup Wise Guys. Mm-hmm. So we've been working closely for a number of years, and one day he called me and, hey, come and let's have coffee in Copenhagen. And I'm like, yeah, let's meet up. And he was like, okay, I know you want to work on a book. I like this little framework that you put together. I also want to write a book about culture. You want to write a book about productivity. Why writing two books? Let's team up, right? Let's co-create. I got to say, I was a little bit resistant. I was like, I don't know. Let's see. Let's think about it. I was like, I have my framework, you know. I don't know if he's going to push it too much into a different direction, you know. And it was the best decision I could have ever made, having a co-author. This is our first book. So just having somebody coming from a completely different perspective. You know, I'm the coaching guy, right? I'm the guy who comes from more like personal growth. I love to research. And I've worked with a lot of teams, but more as a coach, as somebody who's, you know, the aspiring partner. While Cristobal is a super experienced startup guy. It's like a 3-time CEO, leading teams up to 500 people, invested in over 250 companies now with Wise Guys. So he's coming with a lot of, you know, practical startup experience. And we decided to do it the startup way. I don't know how you're writing your books, Patrick, but like we just went all in on the startup way. We put together an MVP of the content, which was at that time a 3-day workshops covering all these areas of Perform. And we put together this program. We did our first sort of like presentation of this workshop in Lithuania, received a lot of good feedback. And before Corona hit, I think we've traveled, I don't know exact number, but 25, 30 countries teaching this. Mm. And Patrick, it's been such a blessing. Just every week you're receiving some of these messages that somebody says, man, we just, after this workshop, this happened, and our monthly recurring revenue improved like this. Wow. And then we did this. And like every week we're receiving a message from a team. And sometimes it's after 6 months or after 2 years. right? But it's just been such a blessing to be able to, first of all, team up with Cristobal and really try to embrace each other's strengths. I gotta tell you, Patrick, it's been such a like, you know, beautiful cover, right? Like it looks amazing, nice pictures, right? Man, it's been such a journey. It's been such a journey.
There's two things. More than two years. I want to call you up on this because you said two things there, and the first one is about you see yourself as this guy, but Cristobal is that guy. But I actually see you as the Cristobal guy as well. Like, to me, you're the guy that has built so many great projects that has impacted so many people, you know, on a deep level. And I really see you as an entrepreneur. I see you as a serial sort of creator, somebody who can do podcast events, dead shows, one-on-ones, company events. And there's something I just want to, because there's a lot of people who will listen to this podcast will think, you know, I would love to do a book. And can you tell me about the moment whenever you got the brown boxes with all your books in them? What did that feel like to go, okay, we've published the book, we've done this, we've done that, we've done the other thing. Now we have the brown boxes and we're opening up the tape. What did that feel like?
Two words come to mind. I gotta be honest. Joy and relief. Man, it's been a journey. These 2 years, we didn't make our life easy, right? Like, we, on top of this framework that we've been testing, actually teaching and getting the examples straight from the startups, like, this is not theory. This is real examples, and it's all being applied and tested many, many times over. We decided, oh, let's bring some more examples from founders from the region. So we interviewed over 50 people. And some of these people are high level. I'm telling you, getting these people to commit to do an interview, it's been quite a challenge. So you set up the interview, then you have to get them on a video call, or some of them actually prefer to answer questions in a written form. Then we need to go through all the interviews, collect the material, extract the best points, see where in the book it could fit, get back to the people from the PR team of the company. They get back to us. We send it to the editor. Editor says, there's some grammar errors, because most of these guys are not native speakers. Send it back to the PR department, send it back to us. It's been such a massive logistics project, I would say. But so this moment that I got the brown boxes, I just opened it right with the with the knife, like, wow, it's real, right? It's
the
real
smell. You know, whenever I did my first book, what I really felt was, wow, I have contributed to mankind in a small way. Like, I have done something. I have wrote a book, which was a pain in the backside, as you say. It's a disaster of a project. Writing a book is so difficult. There's so many elements and spell checks and rereading and structures and this. It's the most difficult process ever. But at the end, you feel like, wow, I will probably have contributed in the most minute way to the furthering of mankind in the smallest way. And it almost makes it worthwhile for all the disaster nightmare moments that you have while writing a book, and you're like, oh, it was worth it after all.
There was a moment I remember, I was so done, man. I needed to take a couple of weeks off from writing and editing, because just I couldn't take it anymore, man. It was just I think we did a few rewrites of each of the chapters, and when you kind of do a rewrite and you're like, man, I nailed it this time. I'm telling you, this is gold, man. Then you send it to the editor, our amazing editor, Jessica Sunning. I want to give her praise here, because she's been such a driving force in this project. We send to Jessica the draft. It's like, I nailed it, man. Jessica has nothing, you know? And then you open your Google Sheet with your chapter, and it's like, and I remember, and I send it to my co-author. There was this time I open, and you know, on your phone it says, "Oops, it seems like there's many changes on your file. Yeah. I'm like, 255 changes on a chapter. It's like, and it was everything, man. Why is this here? This word doesn't make sense. At some point, she even started mocking me.
Like what are you doing, bro?
No, literally, because I think she went to a place that I was giving an example on how to plan your day. And one of the examples was confirming great conditions on a contract. And I had the comment from Jessica, sounds like a weather forecast with a smiley. Like, oh, now she's mocking me. I love her, man. She's amazing.
But you see that feedback? It's worth its weight in gold. It's so hard to get someone who can keep it so real and like detach themselves from the outcome. It's like, I want this book to be fantastic, or I want this project or this whatever thing you're working on. Someone who you can trust, who can come at you and say, you can do better. And I know you can. So although you did your best work over the weekend that you thought you could do, I know that you can squeeze more out of this and you can raise your game again. And the thing is, that's a thing that you have been able to do for, what she has been able to do for you during the book is what you have been able to do for so many other people. And I remember a few years ago, just 2 years, the last summer that we had available, I went through the biggest mission ever in airport history to get to an event in, which started off in Sofia, and it was the Samodiva Masterminds event. And that was life-changing for everyone who was there. And the growth that I had for the few days that I was there was phenomenal. But whenever I was to look at the, and I was there as a presenter and a host in one of the masterminds, and I look at the people who had paid up to go there and how I'm still friends with everyone on social media and across various ways. And when I see what you were able to get out of those people and how you were able to, I mean, literally take people's lives and flip it upside down for the better. I think if you do nothing else in life, Stoyan, the fact that you were able to have such a monumental impact, you and your team, during those that week with those people, damn, that was some special stuff you guys put out.
Man, you can describe this experience with words. This is just, it's such a transformation for us as well. For me, Marian, Georgie, Andre, it's every time we go through this experience in this really safe and trusted environment with people who are there, just everybody's there to grow, everybody's there to support the rest, and we have beautiful experiences. We're drinking wine, we are, you know, going to the jacuzzi, we have some great adventures, but the level of depth of this experience is, I can't wait for all this thing to be, you know, travel to be back to pre-pandemic levels, so we can actually have a chance to host again some exceptional international experiences. So definitely, man. So
what are we looking at? Are we looking at 2022? Like what's, is there anything, I'm just thinking about people around Europe, around the world, who you're thinking, that sounds like I could really do with having my life, you know, flipped upside down and be given a really solid platform from which to build the next stage of my life. Because I feel there's so much stress, depression, anxiety, mental illness that's unfolding right now in the world because of the lockdowns and things. There's going to be people who are all, they might have been getting by just enough before the lockdown, and now they're really struggling and they really need a Samodiva Masterminds type of week away in the beautiful mountains of Bulgaria with the best food, the nicest people, the most, you know. What are we looking at for these people where they can check out the website and possibly keep an eye on it for when the world opens up? Is it what month, what year? What are we thinking?
I'd say 2022 would be our best guess for an on-site experience. We're looking into opportunities to create some like virtual experiences and on-demand B2B team experiences. But with respect to a project similar to the one that you joined as a speaker a couple of years ago, I guess 2022 is a good guess. It's a safe guess. Maybe not a safe guess because we don't know, but something that we'll be intentionally trying to put together for sure.
Early summertime. So you're looking late May, early June?
Yes.
Yeah. I think for those listening, keep your eye on it because this thing will... there's no words I can put on it. Like, the people that I have followed since then and in the progress that, like, they're different. I can hardly remember that they were in such a need before, and they have been able to develop into such leaders in their own right and really make an impact in the world and have their own events and coaching and things like that. So for those who are thinking that that's something they should look at, then please check out, just Google Sam Odiva Masterminds or follow Stoyan, and I'll put all the contact details here in the podcast narrative. We can check out Stoyan and some of the work that him and Andre and Jorge and the great team are doing. But however, on the 8th of May, there's another event coming up, which is postponed from last year, and this year it's digital. Mm-hmm. Can you give us some information about that?
Absolutely. So what we wanted to create in Sofia last year, and now we're going to do it in a virtual format, which actually in many ways it's really good in terms of it's sort of like saving the logistics for you having to come to the place, to the one day event. But it's a summit that's called Business is Female. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's about female leaders who are willing to grow, who are willing to meet other, not only female leaders. The topic is about female leaders, but we're actually inviting, and there's many men also joining. And what are the challenges? What are the struggles of the modern woman? The business lady that's ambitious, that wants to achieve things, but at the same time, what are some of the things that women are struggling with? And can we actually create an experience where we talk about these most important challenges, and the whole design of the summit is structured around a survey we did last year. We interviewed around 150 women, and based on their answers of what are their biggest struggles and challenges, we kind of put together experts and speakers to talk about these topics. So on the 8th of May, it's a virtual experience, and you can probably put the link in the notes afterwards. Mm-hmm. We're going to have several international speakers sharing best insights, best strategies and practices. But I think the most important is actually the network, which always been the core of what we do, Patrick, with Samudiva. The network of amazing people, the mastermind sessions. And for those of you who do not know what is a mastermind session, it is literally you being the conference. You becoming part of the conference by joining these in-depth mastermind sessions, connecting with some of the other participants and share with each other what do you struggle with, receiving help and advice, and really creating, I would say, friends for life. Mm. And it's really hard to say because why it's a one-day event, right? But I would say if you join this experience, I promise you, you'll find somebody that you'll be a friend for a long, long time just because of the format of the experience, the energy of the event. So I'm really grateful for having you, Patrick, as one of the speakers, also having in mind your passion about the topic, and your previous book has been quite focused on that, and maybe you can kind of share with just a couple of sentences what inspired you to actually write a book about embracing the feminine energy and why we need more feminine energy in the world these days.
Absolutely. I had a similar experience just 2 or 3 weeks ago, where I was the first man to be invited on to what has only ever been a female podcast. And I don't take it for granted at all that I'm one of the few male speakers at this great event, which is Business is Female, being hosted out of Copenhagen and Sofia. Because we must do more to give women a platform and to enable women to shine on women's terms. There's too many times where women are being asked to shine or to grow or to climb a ladder which is sort of slanted against them. That makes it even more difficult for them than it does for men. And it's so important that men become allies of women and become supporters of women, because the field is skewed against them, and in every way that they try to climb up, they have to work twice as hard for half as much. And it's unfair. People should be given platforms, I believe, based on what they bring to the table, simply on that. And I don't care if you're what gender you are, where you come from, what your background, what can you bring to the table, and how does it benefit all around us? And too often, for too long, women have been prevented from sitting at the table based on merit. And that has to change. And I think it's quite a big problem in Scandinavia, actually, is that we talk about in these societies that me and you have lived in across, you know, Denmark and Sweden, that we're so equal in the society, and these are women's places and things like that. But I see a lot of the same faces popping up on the same panels and in the same, you know, news stories and all. And it seems like it's a closed shop. It seems like there's been maybe a couple of hundred women who seem to take over, you know, that, and it becomes, they sort of then hold that even tighter, and they prevent other newer women who are not as well connected from coming through. And that frustrates me, because I want people to be given a fair opportunity at the table based on merit, what they bring to the table. And it's something that I'm always trying to work on. And I know that you and LA and the great women and the great teams that you have around you there, which are very women heavy in the decision making and what you're developing and what you're growing, is something that's sort of really passionate to you. Like the Samo Diva, if I'm correct, is based off the mystical, magical Bulgarian sort of superhero. I'm probably butchering it, and if I am, I apologize. But it's based on the feminine energy and the sort of the essence of power that comes. So all of the events and all of the things that you have ever done that I have seen, they have appealed to me because they've had such a feminine approach, and they've been very women dominated in the management and in the leadership and in the decision making. And it was no surprise that you guys, your teams of men and women have come up with Business is Female, and the fact that you're running that out of, with teams based out of Copenhagen, out of London, and out of Eastern Europe in Bulgaria, and making such a big impact in each of those regions and in each of those regions, it seems like it's the most straightforward thing in the world for you and your teams to do. And I really applaud you for doing that, Stojan, because not enough people are really coming out and saying the words business is female, and we have to look at that as we move forward, and you deserve all the credit you get for that.
Thank you so much, Patrick, and obviously we would love to have this experience on site, but in the current conditions, obviously virtual is the way to go. So 8th of May, feel free to join us, guys. Let me know in the comments if that's something interesting to you, and we'll make sure to forward you the links, and if you can connect to the message, if you can connect to the speakers and the overall energy, we'd love to see you on 8th of May.
Yeah. Can I just now bring it back to sort of the leader that you are and the human being that takes space in this world? When I look at you and see them, what you're doing for the world, I can very easily look at the people who are around you, and I can see some of the most beautiful, kindest, friendliest, giving, just inspirational souls that I have ever met, actually. And I want to ask you, like, what magic have you got, or what type of man or leader, or what are you that you're able to attract like all those people are just different level human beings. Like what is your approach, or can you explain why you're surrounded by just beautiful, beautiful, kind people?
And I'm blessed to be surrounded by really, really amazing, loving, I would say also peak performers, productive, you know, fully aligned on values. And like, I'm super blessed, I gotta say. And what's the magic pill? There's no magic pill. I would say it's a long, long, long process of really, I guess I have a sense to some extent. I mean, we're speaking here, Patrick, right? Like we connected. I have a sense of seeing these people, finding these people. And we met in all kind of crazy places. We met with you in a Woodstock festival in Copenhagen. I met Andre also in Aarhus at a cup of coffee, like super randomly. Somebody introduced us on Facebook, then kind of connected. Ellie, she's actually from my town. I never knew she was from my town. She was almost my neighbor when we were growing up, but we met when she was in Portsmouth, and I posted my first ever webpage, and she wrote me this big message with, "Hi, I saw your webpage. This is great what you're doing. I'm working with SEO. Here's some good things you can do. Let me know if you want me to do them for you. I'll be happy to help you out."
Wow. Like, that's that Ellie name? For you. That's Ellie.
That's Ellie, man. and then we connected, and we've been helping each other for many years now. I mean, what can I say for Marian and Georgie, man? Like, these two guys are just, that's next level, man.
No worries.
These guys created so much good to the young people in Bulgaria, to, I mean, on a global scale, just supporting some of the best leaders. These guys are just abundant and givers, and just super blessed to be in such a company. What can I say? I'm doing my best every day, but I'm just blessed, man.
The thing is, I know.
And just sorry to say, of course, Anya, how can I, you know, last but not least, man, you've been in touch with Tanya. What a beautiful soul. What an amazing, you know, giving leader. I'm probably going to miss 20 other names, but, you know.
But the thing is, from the time that I got to spend with each of those people, they all have, like, they are all, there's a book that comes out of all those people as well, because their stories are unbelievable. Like, from moving to Manchester at age 16, from Bulgaria and setting up, you know, I mean, like this stuff is just, it's so life sculpting already. Like the bravery, I think, that is in your team and each of those individuals, and their desire to want to take on the big goals. Like, I'm going to become a black belt in martial arts. I'm going to move to Manchester. I'm going to go to the UK and do these things. And I have to be honest, one of my favorite people in the world is a girl from Bulgaria as well, called Julieta, and I hired her to come to Sweden when she was just the youngest girl, and she's still here, and she is such a great leader now in the sort of the Swedish tech scene.
Wow.
And good. I think she's probably still only like 26 or something. Like, she's so crazy young, but her CV is already this length, and she's already now back at university doing more education, hustling, grinding. And I really had to think about it after I came back from the event at the Samo Deva Masterminds, where I was thinking, there's something special in this magical land of Bulgaria. The people are just absolutely wonderful, kind, giving, sharing, caring, hustling, growing. I can't speak highly enough. So now when I meet Bulgarians, I'm automatically just biased towards them. I'm just like, Matt, where are you from? Bulgaria? I'm like, come here, bro. Oh, I love you. Could you just know the good people?
That's true, man. It's true. I mean, I don't know what to say, man. Like, I think it's really, when you, to everybody who's listening, maybe just do good stuff, right? Do your best, do good stuff. Try to make people special. When you see somebody special, tell them, try to involve them somehow. Like many of the people that we mentioned, these people that somehow we met each other on the road and we found some commonality, but it's a lot more than this, man. I think it's such a combination, right? Like, it's not just here is a cool dude. Like, you don't work with every cool dude that you meet, right? It's a whole combination of shared values and beliefs and mission and purpose and you know, friendship. And I think something that really defines a true partnership is when you have to go through struggle, right? It's not a surprise that many of these army buddies, right? Like, people who are going to wars together, they become like friends for life. Mm-hmm. It's because you go through struggle and you endure these struggles together. So, and when you're building something together, usually there's not always like the bright days, right? You're always having the really, really difficult days. Remember the time that we met, one of the things that you were fascinated, at least that's how I felt, was that I was working as a dishwasher and you were, you know, I was doing these speeches and consulting and everything at the same time working as a dishwasher, and you were like, wow, you know, that's such a great story, right? You should talk more about it. When we go through difficult experiences, especially together, and you see how much people are committed and everybody's supporting each other, and yes, we are going through difficulty, but we are together, right? And when you see how people act, this is where real values come out. Mm. I mean, everything is positive and sunshine and roses. It's great, right? But what happens when crisis hits? How do we act when there is a lot on the line? And then you meet and you understand who are, you know, these people are real, the people that you mentioned. And you, Patrick, has been such a support in, I don't know, in any kind of way to, I can't even express my gratitude for having you in my life, in our lives, being a bundle of positive energy, being a action taker, being a leader who cares, making the world better, but also really taking care of us. So yeah.
Well, see, whenever you call me, if I see my phone ringing, I'm like, I need to answer this, because I really have a belief that I don't need people to call me when the times are good. But if something's going wrong in their life and they think of me, that's the greatest honor that you can have, actually. I know there's other people who complain and go, oh, they only call me, or they only think of me when something's going wrong. But I'm like, no, that's the greatest compliment they can give you. They trust you so much. They really think that you're the person, whenever shit hits the fan, that can help them. And whenever I see my phone ring from someone I haven't heard of in 6 months, I'm like, I'm delighted. I woke up 2 mornings ago. A friend of mine was, there was two, like, this person was going through a tough time, it seems, and they sent me some two texts in the middle of the night. And I thought, wow, I need to make this phone call. Because you know, I'm never on WhatsApp. I don't use messaging apps and stuff like that. So I happen to have it. And the fact that this person reached out to me at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday night, because their life was not going the way they wanted it to be because of, you know, lockdowns and different things, I thought, I'm honored that they've thought of me. And again, this is where I think you come in, you and all those great people you mentioned. These are people that are dependable and reliable and will step up when it comes to helping businesses, when it comes to helping human beings, when it comes to also them being proactive and helping people prevent themselves from going into bad sides, you know, into negative parts of life by putting on great events, putting on one-dayers, one-weekers, and different things like that. And I can't speak highly enough. I really, really am indebted to you and your crew from Bulgaria and, you know, the UK and in Copenhagen. And I really think that you have, and I've said this to loads of people, and I've already said it to you as well, but I really think that in the future, whenever you, like, I want to meet you in 20 years and see what you have been able to do to serve the world and to make your country of Bulgaria elevate itself and bring possibility to the young people there. Because as you know, like in Sweden, it's nearly 50% unemployment for people who are under 25. I don't know if it's, I think across Europe, it's probably a similar sort of number of being between, you know, 30 and 60% of young people who are unemployed and struggling during the coronavirus times. And you're one of those guys who can say, you know what, I went off, I washed the dishes, I put in the study, I talked to the people, I did the interviews, I did the books, I put on the events, and it was just blood, sweat, and tears. And the thing about you is you're so real in your story and in how you present yourself. And your realness is what is what inspired me. I was like, this guy is up all night washing dishes in hotels, and he's down here then in the morning, like literally putting in the grind to work with people who've flown in around the world to inspire them. And all he's trying to do is learn, grow, develop, and pay his bills at the same time. And he's willing to do that in whatever it takes. And if I'm tired because I left for the airport at 4 a.m. and had to fly down here in the first flight at 6, and now I'm here for 8 and I'm starting at 9, this guy's had his hands deep in the water and filling dishwashing, you know, machines and different things. And that story for me is so powerful, because people will see the name on the book. They'll see the great guy on stage, the handsome looking chap on his Google, what I searched you earlier. But only by talking to you and sitting around with you for a cup of tea when the mics are off and the lights are shut down on the stage, will they get to learn about the hustle that you have come through and the determination and drive that you've had to make life better for yourself. And the way that you've done that is by making life better for others. And that's a beautiful thing, Stoyan.
Appreciate it, man. And you said something really important, by making the life of others better. All right, like this is what it's all about. You want to build something amazing? How can I provide the most value to the others with your unique gift? And this has been a journey, and I'm sure you're also on the same journey, and you've been, since it's such an inspiration in that perspective of embracing your gift and your talent. I love to bring people together, man. This makes me happy. I can do it all day long. Mm-hmm. Connecting people, bringing them together, creating this safe space. So if I can embrace this gift, if I can call it a gift, a talent, and actually make people's life a little better after they met me, man, I'm happy, you know, I'm good. So.
Well, you really do that, that's for sure. And I can see by looking at our cameras that in Northern Europe, it's getting very dark. And in Southern Europe, it looks like it's 2 o'clock in the day. Even though it's 9 o'clock with you and only 8 o'clock here. So I just want to basically, I just want to give you a shout out, because if I trust you. I really trust you, and I trust the work you do. And I know that if people are listening here and they're looking for upgrades in their life as an individual, reach out to the team, the Stoyan and his crew. Get the details now down below. If you're building a small company and you want it to grow and, you know, increase your revenue, your bottom line, with people who are doing it at the highest level all across Europe and, you know, the Middle East, reach out. If you have a large company and you want team building, whatever that is, all I can say is these guys will step in with the most realness you can imagine. And if you really just think that you need an upgrade in life as a human, please look at the various projects that these guys are building, you know, throughout the year. And hopefully after this summer, you'll be able to go to some of the nicest hotels you've ever seen in the mountains. Meet some of the greatest people from America, from Canada, from Australia. I mean, they come from everywhere to attend these guys' events, and you will not be disappointed for one second, because it's just all love, and it's just all kindness and inspiration and growth and development and some blood, sweat, and tears. You know, to get these levels of growth, we have to dig deep in, and Stoyan and his tribe really I mean, these guys are tired. Trust me, I've seen behind the scenes at the end, and these guys are putting in, I don't know how they do it. But, I just wanted to give you that shout out.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Really, it means so much coming from somebody like you that I just respect so deeply. And man, you're always welcome. You're always invited, not 20 years, but like in the next 100 years, you know, like if you want to come, just we have a spot, man, have a place.
I'll be there.
The King Patrick, you know, like we always have the legend, like a place in the presidential department, you know, like, so you're welcome anytime, man. Everybody loves you there. So, and you've been seeding so much seeds of inspiration and growth. So, you know, I really hope people who are watching this live or they're listening to the podcast realize, I don't think people know how good of a speaker you are, Patrick. They look at this, you know, happy, smiling, you know, like a kind person that's going around. And I've seen you speak at a conference and a few conferences actually. And it's, man, I gotta tell you, this guy's a rock star.
Just care, man. I just want to leave it on you, brother, because please keep doing the things you're doing. Anything I can ever do to
promote,
amplify, share your message, turn up, be on stage, you know, I will always be there, because what you're doing is different level. And I really I really look forward to catching up, actually, just having a good cup of tea again.
Hey, man, seriously, let's do that.
You know, so that's what I'm really looking forward
to. Make your PCR test and you know, come over.
Yeah, you know, I'll be there. I've continued to travel. So as soon as Bulgaria opens up its borders, I mean, there's no more beautiful country you could go during the summer anyway. Like, Sofia is amazing.
Hey, let's make this happen, man. I'm for real. Let's make this happen. Let's set something up for the summer.
I'll come. Don't worry, I'll come. I'll just come down because I just want to talk about football and hang out with the lads and just hang out, man. Drink nice tea.
Almost there. Nice... Talking about football, man. We're almost there, man. Next season is ours, man. For those who don't know, Patrick is and myself, we're huge fans of Manchester United. Andre is getting there.
It's all love here. But thanks, brother. Thank you for everything. Everything you've done for me, everything you've done for so many others. And I mean, from around the world, please keep doing it, because it's a story that needs to be told more and more, and people can benefit so much just from being around you, attending your events, reading your book, and just delving into your regular feed of inspiration that you do on your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Instagram. It's all good stuff. It's all from a wholesome place, and it's all just it just resonates, and you're able to pull together so many cool people that provides just nuggets of wisdom all the time. So do yourself a favor if you're listening and go and follow Stoyan, follow his different platforms, and just follow along and just change your trajectory in life. And I just want to say merci. Thank you for everything, brother. And it's been a pleasure to dial in with you here today and have you on the Talking Talent podcast.
Man, pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be part of this amazing platform. And for everybody who's been listening, thank you for your time, for the attention to actually listen to 1 hour and 8 minutes and to be here with us. And as Patrick said, I'm very approachable. So if you go to LinkedIn, if you go to Instagram, just reach out. Let us know what was the one thing from this conversation that was meaningful to you. And yeah, let's just connect. Let's have a good time, right? Like when the borders open, let's meet up, have a beer, have a coffee, and continue to build good.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tyle. We appreciate it. Have a nice
evening. Thank you, Patrick.
Take care.